This is the Sakar Merli of the 17th of January, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you are the most valuable servants of Bharat. On the basis of Srimat, you use your bodies, minds and wealth to make it into the kingdom of Rama. Question. What is the true spiritual service that you children are now doing? Answer. By following Srimat, you children are establishing a pure land of happiness in an incognito way. This is your true spiritual service of Bharat. By following the unlimited Father's Srimat, you are liberating everyone from Ravan's jail. For this, you are becoming pure and making others pure. Song. Show the path to the blind, O God. Om Shanti. There is such a big difference between saying the words, O Prabhu, O God, O Supreme Soul, and saying the word Father. There is so much regard in saying, O God, O Prabhu, whereas the word Father is very ordinary. There are many fathers. Even in prayers, people say, Prabhu, O God. Why do they not say Baba? After all, he is the Supreme Father. It is as if the word Father becomes suppressed and the word Supreme Soul become more important. People call out, O God, show the path to the blind. Souls say, Baba, show us the path to liberation and liberation in life. The word Prabhu is so great, whereas the word Father is very ordinary. You understand that the Father comes and explains to you. In the physical world, there are many fathers. People even call out, you are the mother and father. These words are very ordinary. By saying God or Prabhu, people think, what can he not do? You children know that the Father has now come. The Father shows you a very elevated, easy path. The Father says, O my children, by following Ravan's dictates and sitting on the pyre of lust, you have been totally burnt. I have now come to purify you and take you back home. This is why you call out to the Father to come and make you pure from impure. The Father says, I have come to serve you. All of you children are also on spiritual service of Bharat. No one except you is able to do this service. It is for Bharat that you do it. You become pure by following Srimat, and you also make Bharat pure. Babu Gandhiji also wanted the kingdom of Rama to come. Now, no human being is able to create the kingdom of Rama. Otherwise, why would they call out to God as the purifier? Now you children have so much love for Bharat. You are the ones who do true service of Bharat in particular and the whole world in general. You know that you are once again making Bharat into the kingdom of Rama, which Gandhiji wanted. He was the father of a limited nation, whereas that one is the father of the unlimited. He does unlimited service. Only you children know this. Some amongst you also have the intoxication, number-wise, that you are creating the kingdom of Rama. You are government servants. You are creating a divine government. You have intoxication for Bharat. You understand that it used to be a pure land in the Golden Age and that it is now impure. You know that you are now creating a pure land, a land of happiness, through the Father, and that too in an incognito way. You also receive Srimat in an incognito way. You are doing this for the government of Bharat. By following Srimat, you are doing the most elevated service of Bharat with your bodies, minds and wealth. Many from the Congress party went to jail, but there is no need for you to go to jail. Yours is a spiritual matter. Your war is against the five vices of Ravan, the one who rules the kingdom of the entire earth. This is your army. That Lanka is a small island, whereas this world is an unlimited island, Lanka. By following the unlimited Father Srimat, you liberate everyone from Ravan's jail. You know that this impure world has to be destroyed anyway. You are Shiv Shaktis. You Gopes, brothers, are also Shiv Shaktis. You are doing great service of Bharat in an incognito way. As you make progress, everyone will come to know about this. Your service based on Srimat is spiritual. You are incognito. The government does not know that you Brahma Kumaris are making Bharat into the most elevated land of truth with your minds, bodies and wealth. Bharat used to be a land of truth, but it is now a land of falsehood. Only the One Father is the truth. It is said God is truth. He is giving you true teachings in order to change each one of you from an ordinary human into Narayan. The Father says, I made you into Narayan from an ordinary human in the previous cycle too. They have written such tall stories in the Ramayana. It says that Rama took an army of monkeys. Previously you were all like monkeys. It wasn't a question of just one Sita. The Father explains how he destroys the kingdom of Ravan and establishes the kingdom of Rama. There is no question of any difficulty in this. People spend so much money on creating effigies of Ravan and then burning them. They do not understand anything. Many eminent people go and watch that. Foreigners are also invited to come and watch it, but they don't understand anything. The Father now explains all of these things, and so you children have enthusiasm in your hearts for doing true spiritual service of Bharat. The rest of the world is following Ravan's dictates, whereas you are following Rama's Srimat. Whether you say Rama or Shiva, it is the same thing. God has been given many names. You children are Bharat's most valuable servants who are following Srimat. People call out, O purifier, come and purify us. You know how much happiness you receive in the Golden Age. you receive limitless treasures. Even the average lifespan there is very long. There they are yogis, whereas here all are bogies, those who indulge in sensual pleasures. There they are pure, whereas here they are impure. There is the difference of day and night. Sri Krishna too is called a yogi. They also call him a Mahatma, a great soul. But he is the true Mahatma. It is his praise of being full of all virtues that is sung. Both that soul and his body are pure. Sannyasis are born to householders through vice, and then they become sannyasis. The father now explains these aspects to you. At this time, people are unrighteous and unhappy. What were they in the Golden Age? They were religious and righteous. They were 100% solvent and ever happy. There is the difference of day and night. Only you know this accurately. No one is able to know how Bharat became hell from heaven. They worship Lakshmi and Narayan and build temples to them, but they don't understand anything. The father continues to tell you that you can explain to those who have a good position, and you can also explain these things to Birla. How Lakshmi and Narayan achieved their status and what they did, that temples are then built to them. To worship someone without knowing his occupation is like worshipping a stone idol. That is the worship of dolls. Those of other religions know that Christ came at such and such a time, and they believe that he will come again. Therefore, you children should have a great deal of inner spiritual intoxication. You spirits should have this happiness. You have been body conscious for half a cycle. The Father says, now become bodiless. Consider yourselves to be souls. I, this soul, am listening to the Father. In other satsangs, they never think that the spiritual father is sitting there and explaining to spirits. It is the spirit that listens to everything. The soul says, I am a prime minister, I am so-and-so. That soul says through his body that he is the prime minister. You now say that you souls are making effort to become the deities of heaven. I am a soul and this is my body. It takes great effort to become soul conscious. If you repeatedly consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, all your sins will be absolved. You are the most obedient servants. You perform this task in an incognito way. Therefore, you should also have the incognito intoxication that you are spiritual servants of this government. You are making Bharat into heaven. Bapuji also wanted there to be a new Bharat in the new world. He wanted New Delhi. This is not a new world now. This old Delhi is going to become a graveyard, and it will then become a land of angels. You cannot call it a land of angels now. You are creating New Delhi, a land of angels, for a new world. These aspects have to be understood very clearly. You should not forget these things. It is such an elevated task to make Bharat into a land of happiness again. According to the drama plan, the world has to become old. It is now a land of sorrow. Only the One Father is called the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. You know that the Father comes every 5,000 years to make sorrowful Bharat happy. He gives happiness as well as peace. People also ask how they can have peace of mind. Now, peace can only exist in the land of peace, the sweet home. It is called the land of silence, where there is no sound or sorrow. Even the sun and moon, etc., don't exist there. You children now have all of this knowledge. The Father has come as your obedient servant. However, no one knows the Father at all. People call anyone a great soul, but there can be no great soul now, only in heaven. Souls there are pure, and because they are pure, they also have peace and prosperity. They don't have purity now, and so they have nothing. There is regard for purity. Deities are pure, which is why people bow down in front of the idols of them. Pure ones are pure, and impure ones are impure. That one is the unlimited Bapuji of everyone in the world. Even a mayor cannot be called the father of a city. Such things do not exist there. The kingdom there functions according to the law. People call out, "O purifier, come." The father says, "Now become pure." Then they ask, "How is this possible? How would children be born? How would the world population grow?" They don't realize that Lakshmi and Narayan are completely viceless. You children have to tolerate so much opposition. Whatever happened in the drama in the previous cycle will repeat. It is not that you have to stand still because of the drama and think that you will receive it if it is in the drama. Would you pass at school by sitting idly in that way? People have to continue to make effort for everything. Without making effort, you cannot even obtain water. Whatever effort you make, second by second, is for your reward. You have to make unlimited effort in order to have unlimited happiness. It is now the night of Brahma, and so it is also the night of Brahmins. Then it will be the day of Brahmins. You used to study this in the scriptures, but you did not understand anything. This Baba himself used to relate the Ramayana, the Bhagavat, etc. He used to sit like a pundit. You now understand that that is the path of devotion. Devotion is separate from this knowledge. The Father says, "You have all become ugly by sitting on the pyre of lust." Sri Krishna is also called the ugly and the beautiful one. Worshippers are those with blind faith. There is so much worship of evil. To worship someone's body means to worship the five elements. That is called adulterated worship. Devotion was initially unadulterated. There was worship of Shiva alone. Just look at the things people worship now. The Father shows many wonders and he also explains this knowledge to you. He is making you into flowers from thorns. That is called a garden of flowers. There was a Pathan watchman who lived in Karachi. He would go into trance. He would say, I went to heaven and Kuda, God, gave me a flower. He experienced great pleasure. It was a wonder. People talk of the seven wonders of the world. In fact, heaven is the wonder of the world. No one knows this. You have received such first-class knowledge, and so you should have so much happiness. Babdada is the highest, and yet he remains so simple. When they sing that he is incorporeal and egoless, it is the Father's praise that is sung. The Father has come to serve you. A father always serves his children. He gives them wealth and property, and then he goes into the stage of retirement. He sits his children on his head. You children become the masters of the world. You will go to your sweet home and then go down and claim your sweet kingdom. The father says, I do not receive a kingdom. Only the one father is the true altruistic server. Therefore, you children should have so much happiness. But Maya makes you forget. You should not forget such a great Babdada. There is so much intoxication in having the grandfather's property. You have found Shiv Baba. It is his property. The father says, remember me and imbibe divine virtues. You have to remove all devilish traits. They sing, I am without virtues. I have no virtues. There is also an organization called the Institution of Those Without Virtues. Now no one understands the meaning of that. To be without virtues means to have no virtues, but they do not understand that. The father says that you children only have to explain one thing. Say, we are on the service of Bharat. We are following the Srimat of the One who is the Bapuji of all. This is why the Srimat Bhagavad Gita is remembered. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Just as the highest Babdada is simple, so you have to become very simple, incorporeal, and egoless in the same way. Churn this first-class knowledge that you receive from the Father. 2. In order to attain unlimited happiness in this drama, which repeats identically, make unlimited effort. Do not stop making effort or leave anything to the drama. You definitely have to make effort for your reward. Blessing. May you make the atmosphere powerful with your spiritual endeavor for having an angelic form and thereby become an Avyat angel. The way to make the atmosphere powerful is to make spiritual endeavour with your angelic form. Repeatedly pay attention to this, because however you make spiritual endeavour, you have to pay attention to that. So, to make spiritual endeavour of the aviat form means that repeatedly you have to do tapasya of paying attention. Therefore, keep the blessing of becoming an aviat angel in your awareness and do the tapasya of making the atmosphere powerful. Whoever comes in front of you will then go beyond anything physical and all wasteful matters. Slogan: in order to reveal the Almighty Authority Father, increase your power of concentration. With your powerful mind, do the service of giving sakash. Just as you set a timetable for your physical activities according to each daily program, in the same way, also set a program to have a powerful stage of your mind. The busier you keep your mind in having powerful thoughts, the less your mind will have time to get upset. Constantly to have a set mind means to be concentrated, and so your good vibrations will automatically spread everywhere and service will take place. Om Shanti.